Bit of a change of pace now, but there are so many people doing great things in our community. A lot of little organisations running on volunteers. Maybe you want to help out in some sort of way. I've got an organisation now that is looking for volunteers. They've only been around a really short time, but they fulfil a really important role. There was no WA branch of a group called the Disaster Relief Australia just a year ago. And now, in that year, they've managed to get more than 180 members, and they help out when things go wrong. So Disaster Relief Australia, I guess the name says it all. The WA manager is Wayne O'Brien. G'day, Wayne.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Tell us about what you do. I think in the short time you've been around, there were almost 12 months ago now those Woorooloo bushfires. That was one of the first big areas where you helped out, wasn't it?
It was indeed. That was our first operation here in WA. And as an organisation, it was also the largest operation we've conducted in the 5 years we've been operating across Australia.
So what did you do?
We have a variety of areas we help out. Our main thing is really helping, community and property owners that have been impacted by natural disasters get on their feet again, whether that's us coming in and helping them clear a fence line, dropping dangerous trees on their property, or anything we can do to help some of the other aid organisations like Mindaroo bring in housing pods. But we find really it's about giving people a helping hand and starting them on that road to recovery.
Now, from what I could understand from reading this, it helps not only the people you're helping, it's helping the volunteers who are part of Disaster Relief Australia, isn't it? I'm interested for you to tell me a bit about the organisation, because nationally it was launched by an army veteran who had served in Afghanistan and was struggling with PTSD. Is that right?
Yeah, actually it was two. Our CEO and our COO were both military combat veterans, and they recognised in themselves that loss of sense of purpose that the military provides. Working in the disaster recovery space was an area that they found not only had a benefit to the communities we're supporting, but it really provides the veterans an opportunity to grow beyond their military service, really, and provide them an opportunity to help others, which I think is really key for a lot of us veterans, and find that sense of purpose through serving others.
So where did your members come from here in WA in such a short period of time?
Oh, right across the state, from Albany, up to the Pilbara and in between. Obviously, a lot of military veterans and current serving Defence Force personnel. Obviously, we've got a lot of military presence here in Perth, so we tap into that as well, and we have great relationships with organisations like RSL, WA, and the sub branches.
So if you're looking for any more volunteers, do they have to have a military background? Is that sort of part of it?
No, not at all. So we, about 80% are military veterans, and then we have emergency service specialists and civilians that, share that desire really to get out and support our vulnerable communities.
Fantastic. So what other sort of things have you responded to? It's the big bushfires or cyclones or things that get the headlines. What else have you been called out to help with over these past 12 months?
It has been really the bushfires and Cyclone Seroja. But in saying that, we have really good relationships with Legacy WA, so we get out there and we do the annual maintenance down at their camp in Busselton. We rebuilt the Gallipoli Trench project, which is a living history unit up in Geraldton, which keeps the memory of the 11th Battalion and the Anzac spirit alive, and educating kids. So anything from bushfires through to cleaning up a camp that provides an amazing service to children and families of veterans. Yeah, anything that we can provide a positive impact on, yes, Mark, will be there.
Yeah, this is Wayne O'Brien, Disaster Relief Australia's WA manager. So, Wayne, I'm keen to know too, what do you do for, I think you've been looking for a bit of a permanent base, haven't you?
Yeah, that's right. Currently, we're operating out of a couple of storage units in Guildford, but that'd really be a game changer for us, and having a permanent base of operations and somewhere we can set up our equipment and run an office. That's the plan for 2022.
And if anyone's listening to this, Wayne, and they're thinking, yeah, I'd love to help out, what should they do?
They can reach out to us through our website, and that is disasterreliefoz.org. So or just Google us and they can reach out to us.
Yeah, sure. Just have a Google for Disaster Relief Australia. That'll be the best way. DRA, they're known as. Is there anything, I mean, have you got a bit of a cap on numbers, or do you think it's just one of those things that the need is there when it's there, isn't it? It's hard to know when and how you'll be needed. What are your thoughts? You're open to hearing from as many people as possible then?
Oh, absolutely. Sadly, there is a need for organisations like us, and we've been operating in the Perth Hills since Feb last year, and you know, we had 12 people out in the field last week. So yeah, the more people we can get, the greater impact we can have.
What were they doing just last week? Out of interest,
follow up to the bushfires from the end of 2021. So we had teams up there, supporting an elderly member of the community that suffered total loss of their property.
Yes, see that, and that did make the news. That was so that similar area, wasn't it? That Wooraloo Chidlow area where fires went through again.
Yeah, it was indeed. So it's like they can't catch a break at the moment.
But yeah,
so that we're definitely keen to have as many members across the state as possible.
Yeah, and sadly, there is going to continue to be a need in our long, hot summers and fires and everything else. So, listen, thank you for what you do, and I'd love to try and help out if anyone can jump on board. DisasterReliefOz.org is that website, or just have a Google for Disaster Relief Australia, because we didn't know about you last year, and here you are and doing some really great work.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Well, and they can also reach out to info@disasterreliefoz.org and send that'll be through to me as well.
Yeah. Excellent. All right. Thanks for your time. Thanks for chatting about it, Wayne. All the best to you.
Thank you very much.
Wayne O'Brien there. So he's the WA manager of Disaster Relief Australia. We need them, don't we? Disasters do happen, unfortunately. We don't know when, how, or why some of the time, but they do happen. And that's a group of men and women who are out there helping when things go wrong, whether it's those big events like bushfires and cyclones. We get our fair share of them here in Western Australia, and it's great to know that there are people like that willing to help. It's just a voluntary organisation that has been in other parts of the country for the past 5 or 6 years now, and just last year started right here in Western Australia. If you'd like any more info, just give us a shout out. Our email is thecatchup@6pr.com.au.